You are listening to This Is All Cats Are Grey, number 120. And this show is dedicated to Roto John Breaks, with also another guest, De Marc, a translator, a kind of translator, Mr. Robin Foster. And we have also...
Hi, how are you doing? We have a dedication.
A dedication for...
We are dedicated.
Caroline.
And a special dedication to my little friend, Jean-Christophe Le Guen, who's listening.
Jean-Christophe Le Guen, you are listening. Welcome.
Big up.
Welcome, GC.
We can talk to you. But
yeah,
you
GC. Welcome, GC, again.
GC,
if you are listening to us.
GC is naked at home.
Mm-hmm.
Playing with his instrument.
All right.
So nothing new there.
Let's keep on going.
That's right.
Well, do you have some major events to announce? I mean, media events to announce for the upcoming months is...
I'm pregnant.
Pregnant of the new album already?
Sort of. Sort of. No.
He's gonna explode.
I'm so full.
Really?
Of shit.
Blah.
Joyous shit.
I'm full of shit right now. Nothing's gonna come.
What?
Brother's got the blues, man.
Yeah, I got the blues.
You know why he's got the blues?
No.
Because you made it all too slow. And you depressed him.
No,
crying. Listen.
I don't assume this responsibility at all.
You know what's coming next?
Yeah.
Big month. January.
Yeah. Okay. Big month strikes again, man. Big month strikes again.
Yeah. I'll be playing all over the Mobile. I'll be twice in ProML.
Okay.
Twice. Two times. ProML. And in January, we have the answer for the Printemps de Bourges.
Right.
We have the answer for some kind of festival in Quebec. And I hope I'm going to make it.
In a kebab.
You know the Izmir kebab? I'll be playing in a kebab.
Robin.
That's my dearest wish, to play in a kebab. Because I love the kebab. I love the white sauce.
In fact.
He does love the white sauce. I've seen him drinking white sauce.
It's possible because... You don't have so much equipment, so you can
all over
play
his face.
Kebab.
White sauce. Yeah,
that's what I wanted to hear.
All right. Okay, so
that's hard to have you make the jokes.
Some other things concerning the music, maybe something out into 2009 or not?
Just me.
He's coming out in 2009. It's about time.
No album, no EPs.
No? No singles?
No
maybe
EPs.
Maybe just we have the album released as a 12-inch.
It's great.
Just
that's
like
great.
Right.
What will be the color? What will be the color?
Pink.
What?
What will be the color of the vinyl?
What color will your 12-inch be, Rob? Will it be pink?
Pink.
Big.
Mostly
Rogers
pink.
Will be releasing his big pink 12-inch. On the country.
But patches of white. Just little patches.
Yes. Okay.
And I was trying to be more subtle than Rota.
Because you see, you have to mix things. Mm-hmm. You have to. Well, I don't know. It's okay. Not. There's nothing made for the moment. I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay.
I can tell you.
All right.
No one knows what's going to happen.
When we did.
When we did.
Is it a project to realize a video clip?
I know the label wants me to do it. My manager wants me to do it.
Yeah.
My tour manager wants me to do it.
Okay. If you want to have heavy rotations on MTV, I think that's a needful thing to do.
I'll never get them. I don't have the songs to get them.
I got a clip on MTV. I'm not in it.
You have an ad on MTV.
Yeah.
But that's not an ad for you.
That's me. I'm not in it.
But you see, they want to do a lot of things, but the main problem is the money. You don't have the money, you do nothing. You have the money.
You don't need money. You don't need money. You just
need the fucking money.
You just need.
Just give me the fucking money. And
you just need rotor jump brakes in your life. Everybody that's listening, you need to have rotor jump brakes in your life. If you haven't gone out into the shops, preferentially the Fnac at Brest, obviously not Dialogue for obvious reasons, but you should go. And you should go to the Fnac, for example, and you should buy Rotor Jam Breaks album, and you should take it home. And this is what happens. You get it home, you take off the plastic, you put it in your CD player, you sit down, you pull your pants off, you take off your shirt, you lie there naked, and you enjoy it, and you listen to it. And then, you know, you get up, and you put it on again. And this happens for hours.
I think it's right a part of the hardcore promotion.
Now that is fucking hardcore promotion, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Invite your sister on.
To get back to the album, how was the connection made with Laurent Astier? I mean, the designer of the
connection is in the office out there.
All right.
The connection has a name.
Connection is
Gomina.
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 Go go.
Yeah. That's the connection. Mm-hmm. He knows the people. I know no one. But I know what he does. He does right.
Okay.
I know. If God would not exist, God would be Gomina.
And God has a beard, and Gomina has a beard. And that's not a fucking coincidence.
Right on, brother.
But God has a bigger beard.
That's why Gomina is not God. He needs to grow.
Gum.
He needs to grow the bird.
He's Godina. He's Godina.
He's God enough.
Is God enough for you, Gwen?
Well, Rotor, can you give us details about the hardcore promotion? You spoke a little bit on it on your MySpace page.
I talk about it all the time, you know.
Yeah, every time. Is it a project by you only, or people in your team are working?
No, that's just
as
me.
Project.
I found that out because if you want to succeed, Gwen, I think you want to succeed. You want to make things happen.
Of course.
If you want to make things happen, then you have to give the chance to that things to happen. And therefore, for things to happen, you have to create
a chance,
the conditions
to make it happen,
for the chance for the things to happen.
Okay.
And that's what hardcore promotion is about. Giving the opportunity to chances of things happening, to have them happening to the chance.
Okay.
And it happens
by chance.
You were mentioning a book.
I've been imagining other things.
Yeah, but you were mentioning a book, and the book to be out in 2013. But it's far away from that moment. I'm
because
not sure to wait.
I have to cash in now. I need to buy records. I need the people to buy the CDs. Then I get the money. If I get the money, then hardcore promotion, it's on. It's
okay.
On.
Right.
And when it's on, I get the money. When I get the money, I can do whatever I want to do. Whatever I want to do. Well, and what I want to do right now is just take a sip of that beer. And then write a book called Hardcore Promotion for Dummies.
Yeah.
Hardcore Promotion pour les nuls.
Yeah. Robin, a little bit of translation of all the things Rotor has said is the past minutes.
Okay, la chance dépend de cela.
Give the chance to the opportunity of chances happening.
L'opportunité tombe sur la chance qui dépend sur l'opportunité. Mais l'opportunité de la chance dépend sur la chance de l'opportunité qui arrive par chance avec une opportunité.
Right.
Do you understand?
Definitely.
I don't understand that at all. That just does not make sense to me. That just sounds like a whole pack of shit.
That is.
I think you fell for the road to spell.
Yeah.
Yeah. We formed a group, you know? We made a new group together.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. What is the name of the band?
Would you like to tell them, Rota?
No, tell them.
It's the Sonic
Brain Fuckers.
That's right.
Because we're going to fuck with your brain, Gwen.
You know, you've got the Last Shadow Puppets. Let's just forget that. Let's... out. Because the Sonic Brain Fuckers. It's the same thing, but much older. And fatter. And taller. And not as good. So forget Last Shadow Puppets, okay? Because... we got something different. Different. It's genuinely bad. You know? It's not pretending to be good or pretending to be average or just pretending to be cool in
that's
black leather.
Plain bad. Plain bad.
Yeah, we are genuinely...
it's just pretending to exist.
No, we do exist. We do exist. Look at us. Can you see us? Gwen, look. Can you see us?
Of course.
Then we exist.
You exist as people. Of course.
We exist as the Sonic Brain Fuckers.
The principle is to take songs from the 80s.
Don't tell him too much, man. It's a secret.
Bad songs from the 80s.
Bad songs from the 80s and make them worse.
Duran Duran. I understand now.
Yeah.
It all makes sense, Gwen.
Yeah,
think
we
about
might
it.
We might let you pick a song. Can people hear the jazz that we can hear?
Of course.
Cool. I'd like to apologize for the fact that the same song has been playing for 2 hours.
It's weird, but you were talking over it, so...
it's good.
I think I saw this in a chick flick. This music. I think I heard this. Yeah.
In a chick flick?
I think I heard it in a pornographic movie in the middle of the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Just as I was understanding the difference between, you know, stuff.
Is it okay for the translation, Robin?
Yeah, you can translate if you like. Yeah.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all right. Just.
Ça va.
We will conclude this special radio show now.
Very special.
Yeah, very special.
So special, so juicy.
What are the projects for 209? We already mentioned some of them, but can we speak about, international development for Roto Jambreaks?
You know what I want to do in 2009?
Yeah.
What do I want to do? Get international. Then fuck... and fuck again. What? Tell it in the mic. You know what I want to do, so tell it.
He wants to have sex with small animals.
Until June. After June.
Bigger animals.
And in September.
And in September, a rhino. And for December, elephant. January is going to start with a mouse. February will be a rabbit. March will be a small dog. April will be April will be a fox. May will be a lamb. I haven't finished.
Yeah, the calendar is in its building phase.
Starts with a mouse, finishes with an elephant, you know?
It's all seen. It's all done. Just have to follow what's been